Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.
Hey, BE community. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. We are here.
Yes, we are. Apologies for the delay. I know we have had a couple of reschedules. Special shout out to my girl Toya, who held it down last week and covered us in prayer. So grateful. I'll share more details later, but just thank y'all so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for just covering our family during this time. During this time of loss and grief and all that. So, yeah. How are you doing, Toya?
Woo! I'm doing okay. It's been a full week as usual. There's been more time with God and in my devotion and prayer and trusting in him, and he's just really been speaking some different things to me and over my life. And so, yeah, I'm okay.
Amen. Amen for time with God. Like, that is super important. And I just admire the fact that in the midst of everything that's going on at all times in the Moore household, like, you still are like, look, we're going to get that prayer time in. We're going to spend time with the Lord. We're going to slow down and hear from him, because that is just so key. So, yeah, I so admire that about you.
Yeah, we have to. And I've just been more intentional. Like, even though, like, we get up, Mason mm-hmm. has to be at the bus at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we're already up and early risers,
but
we're also night owels. Like, that's like when my creativity flows at night. So, excuse me. So I feel like, you know, it's a little rough, but we're already up. So it's like, emotion in before the other kids have to get ready for school.
God bless y'all. I used to burn the candle at both ends maybe about 10, 15 years ago, but not no more. So me, it's either one or the other. Either I'm going to get up early, I'm going to stay up late. It's rare that you go CBD both. So shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Yeah. But I feel like over time, like, God has given us both kind of like this, like, just supernatural energy to be able to function. If you got a kid that's got to get up and be on the bus at 6 o'clock, you just got to get up.
Yeah. No, that's the non-negotiable. I'm still stuck on the creativity late at night. I'm like, God bless y'all for that, because if I'm going to be inspired, the Lord going to have to inspire me during the other hours or the weekends or something. So God bless you for that, because I would be like, oh, we're going to put this on the back burner until these kids can take care of themselves a little bit more. But you do it, and you do it well. So shout out.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to dive on in, y'all. We are doing an informal girl talk today. As you can see, we are virtual. We are not in the studio. Life is lifing. But we were like, you know what? We need to officially kick off this season. And so we're going to kick it off, you know, and just bring you on into the life that is lifing and just, you know, go from there. So we are calling this premiere Girl Talk, but it's a capital G-I-R-L. And Toya and I were texting each other yesterday, and I was like, you know, girl, I gotta find an acronym for girl. I gotta. And so we're going to break it down, and each letter kind of shares something that we are either had to take time to do, or we're trying to take time to do as far as being intentional. And so we're going to take you on through. So we're going to dive in the deep end, just because it's at the forefront, at least of my life. But the G in girl is actually taking time to grieve. And so, of course, I've experienced personal loss in my life recently, but I really wanted to start off kind of more so talking about a cultural loss that we experienced over the summer. And that was the loss of the tragic lost, tragic drowning, if you will, of Malcolm Jamal Warner. And I say tragic because it happened so suddenly. Young, vibrant girl dad, living life to the fullest, you know, had just launched his own podcast a couple years ago. And just, you know, creative to the core. I mean, of course, most of us know him as Theo from the Huxtables, from the Cosby Show. We grew up with him, we're crushing on him or what have you. And then at the same time, he continued to blaze a pathway for himself, you know, acting in other things. I loved him in The Resident personally, but just like a creative spoken word artist, you know, musician, like he was just unapologetically creative, and he did refuse to be boxed in to, you know, whatever he had previously done. So I want to start off there and ask, how were you impacted when you received that news?
Oh man, we were devastated. Like we grew up on, you know, the Cosby Show and watching. It felt like it was like a cousin that you hadn't seen in forever.
Yes.
And hearing about the loss is always when people pass away at like young ages and it's unexpected, like you always, well, I always reflect on just being thankful for the time God has blessed me with, because we don't know when our last day is on this earth, and just being sure that we are impacting others around us and making an impact every single day, no matter how small it is, because we don't know when our last day is. And, you know, I want to be able to stand before God and say that I tried and I did my very best with the time that you have given me. Because we know we're not going to live forever. Like we don't know when our last day is.
Absolutely. So
I always reflect on my life and just making sure that I'm doing everything that I can to impact the world.
Yeah. It definitely shook me. I mean, it was the middle of a work day, and I think, you know, my husband was like, oh no. And I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? You know? And so, of course, you're always trying to check and see, like, is this real? Did this really happen? Is this, you know, but like literally to be like, wow, this man was on vacation with his family and drowned. Like, oh my gosh. And so my heart immediately went out to his family. I know that he, you know, very much was a girl dad, you know, had waited actually till later in life to have children. Wasn't even sure if he was going to have children, honestly, until he met his wife. And so just super prayerful for them. And just praying God's comfort over them. And like you were saying, it always, death always causes you to really stop and think and look at your own life and be like, okay, am I maximizing the time that I have left? Am I not taking life for granted? Am I living life to the fullest, you know? But like you said, definitely felt like we had lost like a relative because we grew up with them, you know, and in real life, he and his family lived in the Atlanta area. So it was just it hit very close to home. So continue to pray for his family. I know he just recently celebrated a birthday. His birthday just passed. Well, he didn't celebrate, but his birthday just passed. So hopefully his family, you know, honored him and were able to spend time in reflection over his life and pray that they would be drawn to the Lord during this time. Grief can either pull you closer to the Lord or push you further from him. And so just praying they would be drawn closer to him during this time, that they would sense the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Definitely wanted to acknowledge that, because he is by all means a cultural icon in so many ways. And for me personally, I know LaToya went on live last week. Again, thank you so much for just covering us in prayer. But long story short, Chris's mother, my husband, Chris, DJ Jeremiah, lost his mother, my mother in love, about 2 weeks ago. And so she had been battling with cancer for the past 2.5 years. And so it was definitely an uphill climb, and, you know, some days were better than others. But she fought and believed God, you know, to the end. And so I'm grateful that we were able to spend her last days with her in person. For me, I know that was a real test, if I'm honest, because while we were planning to go and see her, we ended up changing our flight plans to go see her even sooner, just because things were not looking very good near the end. And initially, I was like, yeah, you guys go ahead, you know, my husband and his sister, and I'll meet y'all there. And the Holy Spirit was like, you may not have as much time as you think. And I personally have lost both of my parents and was not able to spend their last days with them. Maybe a little bit with my father, which is not ironic, but as God would have it, the parent that I was not as close to, I spent more time with him leading up to his passing. I think God was just trying to use that time for us to reconcile and for me to kind of, you know, really maximize the time that I had with him. But all that to say, I was going back and forth between Indiana and Atlanta when he passed, and I had just left to go back to Atlanta. I was like literally at the airport, and one of my uncles, his brother, called me and said, hey, your dad is talking. My dad, mind you, had not been talking. He was on a ventilator the majority of the time that I was there. So he was able to come off the ventilator. They put him on the phone. He said, I love you. I said, I love you too, Dad. I will be back. I will see you when I come back. And the next day he was gone. So all that to say, fast forward to us planning to go see Chris's mom, the Holy Spirit was like, I'm giving you an opportunity to have a moment that you didn't have with either of your parents. And are you willing? Are you willing to put your plans, what you want to do on the back burner and really submit and surrender to this moment? And so I hopped on the plane with them. And I'm so glad that I did. We were able to spend her last days with her in prayer, in worship, just loving on her and telling her how much, you know, we loved and appreciated her, how grateful we were to have her in our lives. And it was really a beautiful, beautiful time. And I'm just glad. I'm glad that I did what I needed to do and was able to support during that time as well. So all that to say, continue to keep us in your prayers, because it was definitely a whirlwind after her transition with us just trying to make her arrangements, but then also close out things with her apartment, all of that, because we're all out of state, you know? So we were like, let's just do as much as we can while we're here and go from there. But God graced us. He really graced us to get everything done. And almost 2 weeks later, here we are back in Atlanta. So continue to keep us in your prayers, because real life happens. This is honestly when the rubber hits the road. I remember hearing one of my sister's friends say this. She was like, y'all are on adrenaline right now. She's absolutely right, because we're working, we're planning, you know, and in a lot of cases, that's kind of what we do. You know, you think about track stars, you think about Becoming Evil or Creative Air, like we plan, we produce, we do events. And so it's kind of like working that muscle, which you're used to working without experiencing the emotion behind it. And so now, literally, that we're back in real life, if you will, this is when the reality of everything hits. This is when the emotion of everything hits, where it's like, ooh, I can't pick up my phone to call, to reach out, you know, birthdays, holidays, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? You know, things of that nature. And so just continue to keep us in your prayers, because yeah, this is when the rubber hits the road. So, but yeah, thank y'all so much for your support, and continue to keep my husband and his sister in your prayers as well.
And it was definitely a beautiful funeral. You know, Ryan was able to make it, and I watched it virtually on Zoom. So I was glad that you guys were able to stream it for those that could not travel. Mm-hmm. And you and Chris and Lynette did a really wonderful job up there. And I loved hearing the stories that people were telling about, like, the chicken and all the different
Oh my goodness. Yes.
It's great when you leave a positive impact on the world and people have really nice things to say about you and even the church members. And, you know, I would just hate to leave this world and no one would have anything nice to say about me. So I think it was just beautiful that, you know, it was a really great service. And we are definitely keeping you guys in prayer, praying for you all, and just praying with God will cover both of you, because we know grief happens in different waves and stages, and you know, it doesn't just go away after the funeral. So
that's real. No, thank you so much for that. And shout out to the Track Stars and to MTMV Sports. Ryan and Sean came, Ryan Righteous Shantana, and our boy Rick Sincere from MTMV came out as well. So it was super just a blessing to see familiar faces in the midst of all of that. So thank y'all again from the bottom of our hearts for coming out. Thank you for supporting From Afar, LaToya. I know you reached out a couple of times and I was like, I need to call her. It was just, a lot. But thank you for reaching out and texting and praying and all of that and watching online. And I'll just say, you know, how blessed I am. I was telling my sister in love this as well, Chris's sister, how blessed I am to be. I couldn't have married into a better family. Just their love for me, like, and his mother loved me like her own, you know, which at times I kind of didn't know how to take because I had just lost my mom. And I was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to call you mom because I have a mom and I really miss my mom, but you love me. And, you know, and they were born in the same year. So just a lot to navigate with that. But she loved me down, like just loved me deep, and prayed prayers of just at all times, faithfully prayed over us. I mean, would send us good morning texts and words of encouragement. And, you know, whenever we talked, would pray, even from our hospital bed, would just pray. So definitely a prayer warrior, definitely a faithful servant, and truly an amazing mother in love. Like you hear about people talking about, I know I've come across, and, you know, just the whole stigma or stereotype around in-laws where you're not always getting along with your mother-in-law or not always happy when they're in town, you know, and people would genuinely be surprised that I would call her my mother in love, and she had me saved in her phone as daughter in love, and just like it was legitimate. So I'm just really grateful to have had that experience and to still have that extended community, because her sisters, you know, our aunts, cousins, all of that continue to just love on me and embrace me. And I'm just super grateful. So shout out to Mama Gail's family, to our New Jersey family, to the Clearview Baptist family, all of that. So,
I also want to keep in mind the families that were impacted by the school shooting at the Catholic school this week. I almost feel like society is almost kind of numb to when you hear about the school shootings now that they happen so often, but to come with the intention and purpose to heal children is absolutely horrible and sad, and just want to be in prayer for those families as well that are still grieving over the loss of lives, and then there's children still in critical condition in hospitals. And I said, my God,
it's crazy. When I had heard about it, and I still, if you have more details, feel free to share, because, like, you know, I've been under a rock, but I did know there was a shooting, and of course it's in Minneapolis, which is where I'm from, and I was like, school doesn't start yet, like my nieces are up there and they don't start back till next week. But I was like, it's a Catholic school, it's a private school, so they probably started back earlier than everybody else. But I was like, for real, like, this how we kicking things off? Like, this is the beginning of the school year. So I don't know all the details of, you know, how many lives were lost or people injured, but I do know there was a shooting up there. So to your point, LaToya, like, it's very easy for us to grow numb to that And because sadly it happens so often, but we do need to take time to acknowledge those that have been lost, those that have been like tragically, that have experienced loss. And so definitely prayers for the Minneapolis area, definitely prayers for the families, definitely prayers for our students. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus and just ask that they would be covered, that they would be kept. And we pray for healing, God. Like there's just so much, I feel like, brokenness on the inside of someone that would even wreak that type of havoc on to the lives of others. So praying for healing, praying for restoration, you know, not just for the victims, but even the assailants.
Yes. And I think the shooter was a previous student of the Catholic school and a trans. So there's like a, you know,
yeah,
gender confusions and just a lot of different things. And, you know, the shooter ended up shooting themselves. So just sad all the way around. Yeah. All the way.
And when you're dealing with gender identity confusion, there's this element of rejection, especially between especially as it relates to the church. So there's no telling what type of treatment they received as they were trying to figure things out, you know, from the Catholic Church or from the whatever, you know, there's just so many different dynamics in there. So I'm not trying to villainize any particular person outside of the enemy, the devil, but even the family of the assailant who took their life, like we just pray for healing and restoration because hurt people hurt people. And this is a prime example of that. And so, just praying for all parties involved.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing that up, Toya. All right. So we'll move on to the I and girl. Like I said, I know we started out deep, but here we are. So the I and girl is taking time to imagine. And so I know Toya and I are both super creative. I know you were talking about being a night owl. And just even in the midst of everything that's going on, actually probably now more than ever, I think we need to continue to take time to imagine, take time to create, take time to dream, take time to do what God has put in our hearts to do. And so I will say for me personally, one of the biggest things that I did over the summer as far as taking time to imagine, most of y'all know I'm on a book writing journey. I want to be like Toya when I grow up. This book has been on the inside of me for about 10 years now. And I started writing it about 5 years ago. And so I had the opportunity to go to a writer's retreat a couple months ago. And actually our friend to the show, Kia Stevens, you'll actually be hearing from her this season. She put it on, she hosted it, and she's a published book writer or published author, and had the opportunity to really just kind of share some insights and some support and create an atmosphere for people to really hone in and focus. It was really, really nice, beautiful resort, all inclusive, and it was great to experience, to be in community with people. Some people I knew, some people I did not, but we all were writers. We all were creatives and actually were Christian women of God who were there, who knew that God, we all knew that God had given us a story to tell. And we were trying to tell the story and get it out to the best of our ability. So it was great to be in community. And I feel like I was able to get some clarity and some insight and some direction as far as my focus regarding the book. Y'all know I can be all over the place. And I feel like there are so many different stories and experiences inside of me. And I'm like, God, how do I weave it together or make it all make sense? And so I feel like I was able to get that clarity and have been writing consistently. So my goal is to get this manuscript out of me within the next 6 months or so, at least the first draft, so that I can, start taking some steps toward getting published. So thank you. That's how I've been imagining this summer. So,
For me, God has been pouring some things into me that I'm currently working on. I'm not going to say it out loud yet to the public, just yet. I'm waiting on God's timing before I announce what I'm currently working on, but it's a big, big dream.
Amen.
And I'm making steps towards making this dream come true, even though it's a huge dream and I feel intimidated by it, what God is asking me to do. But he's definitely nudging me to go in this direction. And so now I'm taking steps to research and figure it out and write it out and plan it out and figuring out who I need to partner with, because, you know, you don't always know all of the answers, of course. So some things, dreams and things, you have to have partners and people that have more knowledge than you do in a particular area. So I feel like God has definitely been leading me to those different connections that I've been able to make. And I've been able to reflect on certain things that happened recently in my life and why they happened and why certain things were blocked from, you know, happening for me. Because sometimes when God says no to a certain thing and we think that that's what we're supposed to do, and you're like, well, why God? So just being able to really trust God and listen to his voice in every single decision. And so, like I was telling you, I've been more intentional at really getting in my devotion time and really connecting with God so that I can fully understand every step, because, you know, I'm a planner. And yep. So I'm like, well, how does that work? And this is what the bank account looks like. And then, like, I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, this math is not math for me. And God, just trust me.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm like, okay, yes, I'll trust you, God, because I know that you see, like, you know the future, you know everything, and all you're asking me to do is put my trust in you as I am making steps towards this new thing that God has me working on. So yes, it's been a lot of imagining and creating, and I feel like God is going to use all these gifts that he put inside of me and going to really use them all to make something beautiful. So I'm really Amen. Excited and scared at the same time.
Yes, but no, those are the best. I know it's super scary and overwhelming at times, but the best dreams and goals are the ones that you yourself can't figure out. Like, how in the world would this happen? How in the world is this going to work? Because God is like, ding, ding, ding. It's my time to shine. That's me. That's where I come in. So God is like really setting you up to show out, for him to show out. And I am just the glimpse that you share with me personally. I am so excited. It makes all the sense in the world to me. Of course, it's big, it's grand, but that's how God works. And who better to do it than the phenomenal LaToya Moore? I mean, you continue to astound people and amaze people. And so I am not surprised that he would entrust this with you as well, entrust this to you as well. So I'm excited. I'm expectant. And I will continue to say, which I'm sure you're already doing, I believe we talked about this, journal, 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 document, 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 because just literally the track record, it's like you are like really like showing, recounting God's track record of his faithfulness. Yes. Yes.
This journal that I got for my 40th birthday from.
Yes.
And I love when Crystal gives journals and when she gives my kids books. She always writes little notes in the book covers and journals and things. And so I'm going to always remember this. Taking happy birthday, Toya. May God bless you with many, many more. The best is yet to come. Love, Crystal. And on the front of it, it's called Difference Maker. A dedicated person who can make a big impact with a small action or a few words. Individual who encourages others to propel themselves forward and bring about change. Anyone who improves the lives of others. And so this is the journal she gave me this summer. And so this is my dedicated journal for this particular thing that God has me working on. And so, yes, I'm documenting, putting all the things in here so that I don't want to forget or miss a thing. So,
yes.
And I love that. Thank you, Crystal. I don't know if you're watching or when you watch it. Thank you for the journal. And also, she gave me these cards, and like every day I flip it over, it says something new, like motivational things. So today's was keep moving forward, and like yesterday's was if you don't like it, change it. And so all these like motivational cards that she gave me, I definitely have them on my desk. And I look at them every single day. So thank you.
I love that. Crystal is an amazing gift giver. Shout out to the amazing Crystal.
Yes.
Wife of Rick Sincere, who we were talking about earlier. So we just have amazing friends. And if you did not watch the episode where we interviewed them both, by all means, go back and watch it. It was that season 10? I think that was season 9. I can't remember.
I think it was season 9. And shout out to EJ. He just had a birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Ernest. Yes. I know the hubbies are getting ready for like flag football.
Yeah.
I don't know about, is Chris coming to the flag?
Girl, by the grace of God, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to play, but I'm going to go support my boy.
I told Ryan, won't you call me talking about you on your way to the ER.
I was going to say.
You better not pull, break, or hurt anything, because you're too old to be out there.
All these running around. These men in their 40s out here playing football, Lord, be with them.
Playing football. And then he was like, this week, oh, well, actually 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to be doing some insanity workouts in preparation for today. And man, are we supposed to work out?
Man.
I'm tired. We didn't do any insanity workouts. So I'm like,
girl,
you better sit on down when your body tells you to sit down. Don't you go out there and get hurt and call.
Be careful. Yes, them insanity workouts will take you out. I think I remember Chris and I doing those years ago, and he got a nice little back injury from. Be careful. That's all we're gonna say. Be careful.
Yes, and don't call me talking about I'm on the way to the ER. I think I broke. I already gave him my speech.
Tell him, look, even professional football players retire after the age of 40. Most of them do. The only one I know played after 40 was Tom Brady. So please be careful.
I said, now y'all know y'all too old to be playing black football. Right out in the park, and
let them do it. Let them do some,
you know, that's like calm and,
you know, let the boys be boys. Let them do their thing. But shout out to, he got so many names: EJ, Rick Sincere, Ernest, all the names.
My kids call him Uncle Frat.
There you go, Uncle Frat. Happy birthday, sir. Celebrate well. Anything else for taking time to imagine?
Let's do the R in girl, taking time to rest and reset. So amen. How did you rest and reset this summer?
Oh, wow.
For you, Maya?
You know what? We really did not do any major trips this summer, partially because we knew fall was going to be off the chain. We know it'd be this off the chain, but we knew it was going to be a little off the chain. So we were trying to save our pennies. But I love the way a friend of mine, actually, I don't know, maybe it was my hairstylist. She was saying, I'm trying to embrace as many random acts of like, or moments of randomness and like detour as possible, if that makes sense. So really embracing the fact where possible, or leaning into not having a schedule, leaning into slowing down, leaning into being spontaneous, like leaning into all of those things. And so we did some hiking, we went to the movies, went to the pool, lounged around, had some just really good time, tried out different restaurants, actually went to see one of my favorite comedians. So it was really, had some fun date nights. So we were just trying to be super intentional about embracing randomness, if that makes sense, and not having a set schedule, which I was appreciative of. And then for me, I had tried some different things during my birthday month that I wanted to keep incorporating. If y'all follow us on YouTube, you've seen a couple shorts where I started taking dance classes again. So really being intentional about that. And then I got into, I think, Toya, you've shared before about your journey with infrared saunas. So there is a sauna or spa sauna place or what have you that I've been going to where they do infrared, but they couple it with vitamin C showers and cold plunges. And so I tried it for my birthday month. And of course, you know, that cold plunge, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna at least try it once. And yes, that water was cold. And yes, I was like, oh my God, why am I doing this? But I did sit in the cold water. I had to ease, like it literally took me 5 minutes to immerse my whole body in it because I was trying to get used to the coldness. And then I sat there for about 5 minutes and then I came out. I think they say no more than like 3 to 7 minutes, something like that. Your body feels amazing afterward, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, my body was tingling like, oh, brand new day. Like, my body was like, yes. And so I was like, okay, I might need to incorporate this into my regimen. And so I've been doing that maybe like once or twice a month during the summer. And so actually just went yesterday because I was like, I was trying to just get back into the frame. So I did have a little bit of a pamper day yesterday once we got back in town and we went to the chiropractor because that's real. And then I went to the sauna and then I got my feet done. Massages, that's another thing I did over the summer. So anytime that I can take to intentionally slow down, like, I'm gonna take it. And just realizing that the rhythms of rest differ when you're, depending on what season you're in. But it's okay. It's still, you still need to make time for it when you can, you know, even if it's just, you know, at the end of the week saying, okay, I'm logging off early today, or I'm going to go to a movie, or I'm going to sit and do nothing, you know, like, it's okay to say, I'm going to sit and do nothing. So those are ways that I've really been intentional about resting and resetting over the summer. And now that we are back trying to adjust to the new normal, literally I was telling Toya before we went live that I'm really trying to take the next 5 days to decompress from, of course, everything that we just went through, but then also decompress from work because I was, you know, still trying to do double duty and catch up on or respond to emails and, you know, work on presentations and stuff during moments when I could. But I was like, I just need to unplug from all of it so that I can really be refreshed and renewed. So yeah, we're going to take some time and just love on each other and get away for a little bit. And, you know, anytime I'm by the water, I'm happy. So we'll get to do a little bit of that too. But yeah, it's just important to be super intentional about it and realize that it may look different in certain seasons, depending on whatever you're going through or whatever is going on, but to still find a way to weave it in as much as you can. So yeah.
Yes. And for me this summer, and if you're connected to our YouTube, Become Eva, then you've probably seen a bunch of the little shorts that I created over this summer. But my family and I, we went to my hometown in Springfield, Missouri, and we were able to spend Father's Day with my dad, the one I call my daddy. It's really my stepdad. And my siblings, most of my siblings were able to meet because, we're all spread out all over the United States. So we were able to meet this summer in Missouri. And so it was kind of like a mini family reunion. And it was fun just watching the kids interact with cousins that they don't normally see throughout the year, and just time to really spend with our family. And yeah, so that was really nice. And then from there, we went to Great Wolf Lodge in LaGrange, Georgia, which was really fun. It's fun because even adults can go down the big slides, and so you can have fun too. It's not just for kids. Mason didn't like the water in his face, so he was like, "Hey." So you know how the water kind of sprinkles down. He did not like that part at all. But besides that, we actually stayed in one of the rooms, which was really nice. And we kind of balled on a budget. So, there's a lot of little places to eat outside of it. So we didn't spend like a whole bunch of money like eating at the lodge. So yeah, I vacationed on a budget. And then when I came back, because I was in school this summer, taking three courses for my specialist, I have two or no, four more classes left, but I'm taking a break right now. So because of tuition reimbursement from my job. But anyways, I'm taking a break until the springtime. But I came back, and my husband threw and my sister threw a surprise 40th birthday for me. And then part of my gift was a trip to Panama City, Panama, with my sister, without the children, without the husband, which was amazing. I'm not trying to smile too hard, but it was fun. It's a great time to rest and relax. And just spend time with my sister and not be bothered by, it was just nice just to kind of rest and reset and not be on anyone's timetable and schedule. So
Yes.
those are some things that I did this summer.
I love it. And I was loving every short that you posted from visiting your childhood home all the way through to Panama. So again, if y'all have not subscribed to our YouTube page, shameless plug, go subscribe, but also go check out the shorts because you can literally follow along on journeys of journey. On Latoya's journey, excuse me, I have a cousin journey, shout out. But anyways, on Latoya's journey this summer from, her home, visiting her hometown to Great Wolf Lodge, which is why I laugh because she had the funniest short of her husband, Ryan, but all that to say, and to Panama. So you feel like you were there, you feel like you traveled with her. So, all right, anything
Yes.
else for rest and reset?
Let's go to the L in girl.
All right, y'all. It's time. It's about taking time to let go. So I feel like you could, there are a lot of things I think we need to let go of. I will say for me, and this has really been my prayer, because like I think, like I was saying, when we were out of town, I was kind of doing double duty because there were things that I was trying to work on or things that I had committed to, like presentations and such. But at the same time, the Lord has made me aware that I still have very much workaholic tendencies. And trying to find out or figure out, like, what is that attached to? Like, is that attached to me needing to prove myself? Is that attached to me being a Black woman in corporate America? Like, what is that attached to? Because, like, I just was working. And there were times when I didn't need to be working. But I had in my mind, for whatever reason, felt like I needed to be. And so for me, it's about letting go. I need to take time to let go of striving. I need to take time to let go of proving myself. I need to take time to let go of being rooted in an identity connected to doing. And I feel like there are certain seasons that I'm better at it than others, but that stronghold is real and it is like roping me back in. So that's what I'm trying to let go of. I felt like at one point I let it go and I didn't went and picked it up again. So I'm trying to let go of striving and proving myself within the workplace, but just based on what I do instead of who I am. So that's me. Oh, Toya, did you freeze? Well, if she did, maybe she'll come back. This is how you know we live, because usually we edit this kind of stuff out. But anyways, I'm going to keep talking until she comes back. So, but yeah, just working on really letting go of trying to prove myself, feeling the need to prove myself. And we talk about it a lot, how God made us human beings, not human doings. So our identity is first rooted and grounded in Him. It's rooted and grounded in our relationship with Christ. And it's rooted and grounded in who He created us to be. You know, it's rooted and grounded in our character. You know, we talked about my mother-in-law's homegoing service and just how at the end of the day, relationships are what matter. You want people to say that, you know, you took time for them. They're not going to say, oh, she had the best presentation in the world. They're not going to say, oh, she had the best, you know, title or position. They're going to say she was a great person. She was a great friend. She was a great wife. She was a great mother. You know, that's what they're going to focus on. So I think for me, really level setting that and getting back to that, because that striving will creep in for me. And I have to sit myself down and be like, Maya, these people will replace you in a heartbeat, but your husband won't. Your friends and your family won't. So focus focus on what really matters. So I'm glad you made it back, Toy. We was talking about taking time to let go. So
yes.
Time to let go of.
Yes. And so I kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier that I have paused on this, on my schooling for at least a semester. And that is going to give me time to rest and reset with my mind. I feel like because I'm not like going, God is able to speak to me a little bit clearer, because Amen. I'm not so like, I got to do this. I got to write this paper. I got to read this. I got like all these different things. And it's been really great to just kind of reset and focus on my family, focus on my children, their schooling, and focus on what God is trying to do in me. And yeah. I'm able to hear Him clearer when I'm not just so busy trying to do all of these things. And so I've even made my work boundaries even stricter this year.
Amen.
And so I know it's kind of surprising some people, but I'm advocating for myself and I can do it. And yeah, so they're gonna see a different side of me. And I don't know if they like it, but it is what it is. So yeah, and we'll talk off air about that, Maya.
I'm so proud of you. I really am. Like, do the thing, Toya. Do the thing, because the reality of it is you're saying no in one area so you can say yes in another area. And I'm so excited about where you're saying yes, because God is like already putting the pieces together and setting you up. So I'm so excited.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'll tell you guys probably in season 12 all the things.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm not able to release it just yet. But yes, I'm excited. And I have definitely been more intentional with my work boundaries. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff. All right. Anything else on taking time to let go?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, let's dive on into top picks and then we'll get ready to close out. Top picks are really anything that you are interested in, anything that you've been consuming, anything that has kind of taken you by surprise and you're like, oh, I like that. Maybe I should tell somebody else about it. And so I'll start. Honestly, it's not for me anything I've really been reading or watching per se, but I have really, and of course, you know, life and death, I think kind of force you to do this, but I really want to encourage everyone to lean into their community, you know, family, friends, like lean in. I think life, again, we can get caught up in life and doing all the things that we aren't as intentional with the phone calls or the girls trips or just checking in with people, the cards, the texts, the emails, all of that. And so the family trips, you know, the date nights, like all the things that were designed for us to maintain that human connection. And I think we easily think that we are staying connected to people because we follow them on IG and we see that they just went here, they just did that, but we haven't really talked to them. So I personally am really trying to lean into that. Some days I'm better at it than others. I know from my personal family, there's been like a gap, if you will, since the passing of my mother, with as far as us just staying in contact with each other. It's been more sparse and sporadic. And I kind of knew that I was supposed to pick up the mantle, but at the time didn't have a capacity or was afraid or what have you. And so I've really been trying to be more intentional and lean in there with just reaching out to my family members, but also cultivating an atmosphere where we can come together as a family, if it's virtually or in person. So leaning in there, you know, and then even with us, you know, just processing and grieving the loss of my mother-in-law, you know, Chris and I have been talking about that as well, just how we can lean in more to our family, to our friends, the people that have come out to support. Like, we don't want, you know, a funeral to be the only time that, you know, we really connect and reach out to people. And so what does that look like for us moving forward? How can we be more intentional with keeping in touch with people? And then also with friends, you know, I was talking with my sister-in-law, and we were just talking about how, like, you know, don't take life for granted, you know, do the girls' trips, celebrate the birthdays, like, you know, do the thing, use the good china, you know, like wear the cute outfit, the things that you have kind of put on hold or put on the back burner for that day that may never come. Like, do all the things while you can and savor the moment. So that's my top pick. Like, just lean into community and lean in to relationships. Yeah.
Yes. And so for me, top picks, like I've been telling you, I've been more intentional at like my devotion time. So I believe this is my third time reading through the Bible. And this time, I'm treating it like I do when I study from like my courses, and like I'm writing things down and going through every verse, every chapter slowly and really taking notes and really getting it inside of me, because I feel like I've read it two times at least from cover to cover. But I feel like I forget like where that story happened and where is that verse. Yeah. So I really want to get it really down into me. And so I've been more intentional at studying the Bible and really taking notes and doing my graphic organizers to remember who's Leah's kids and who's Rachel's kids, servant's kids, and this servant, like just really being intentional at visualizing and studying it from beginning to end. So that's one thing that I've been doing. I just finished The Children's Deliverance by Frank and Ida May Hammond. They're also the authors of Pigs in the Parlor. I don't know.
Okay. If
And so I have been reading this to understand more about spiritual warfare as it relates to children.
Yes.
And kids in particular. And so I just passed it along to Ryan so that he can read it and become more knowledgeable in the things related to the spiritual world when it comes to spiritual warfare and really fighting for your kids and protecting their spirits. So that's a really great book. I recommend all parents, if you have children, to read that book. We are the protectors over our children. And so, yeah. And then also, my sister recommended this book and Bible study, The Prayer of Jabez. And so this is by Bruce Wilkinson. So I finished the book, and now I'm currently working on the study guide that comes with the book and really professing Jabez's prayer and about enlarging my territory and making me into a blessing to bless others. So this has been really, really good and really eye-opening. And also, I feel like as I've been reading it, that's when God has been pouring into me more of the things that he wants me to do in the time that I have on this earth. So,
amen. Yes,
this has been a really great. Ryan and I are both doing this Bible study together. And we are learning how to really trust God.
Amen. That's, girl, you taking me back. That's an oldie but goodie. The Prayer of Jabez. I feel like I read that book like 20 years ago. Like, you're going to have to make me go and dig it up again. But that's a good one. Like, bless me and enlarge my territory. That's a really good one. I haven't done the study guide, so I may go back and do it with the study guide. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one.
Breaking through to the blessed life, which is what I want. I want a blessed life. I do.
I want
a blessed life. I want everything God has in store for me. Every treasure that he has placed in our home, we are digging it up and finding those different treasures. So
I love it.
That's what we're doing.
I love it. I'm going to put the titles in the chat. We got Children's Deliverance and The Prayer of Jabez. You have to put the office in there for me, but that's a good one. Am I spelling Jabez right? J-A-B-A-Z?
Easy.
I was like, there's an E in there, but it don't sound like it. Okay, perfect. So we put those in the chat for y'all, and then we'll put the title or the office in there. So good stuff. Any other top picks you got, Toya?
Those are the main top picks for me. I feel like I've been more of a book nerd now that I'm not in school. So I'm like, time to read.
Yes,
like,
girl.
I want to read that will benefit my life and the lives of the people around me. So,
amen. Amen. Good stuff. Well, y'all, that concludes our Girl Talk season premiere for season 11. But y'all, we've got some excellent, when I tell you excellent, shows coming up for y'all. We've already got a few interviews in the can, so those are coming out over the next couple of weeks. We had to catch up with some people over the summer, so we saved it for this season. So just really excited for you all to hear from some of the amazing people we've had the chance to connect with. And then we got even more stuff coming that we're already working on. So we pray you're blessed by it. Continue to keep us in your prayers. In the meanwhile, go ahead and purchase some merch while you can if you haven't already. I'm rocking our Dropping Gem shirt today, so you can check that out. We got more merch that's coming. Yes, the tote is in the back. check it. And we're working on some new stuff. So we'll be hoping to release that as well. So just be on the lookout. We got some people that want to partner and do some stuff together with us. I'm like, Lord, we got to figure all the things out. So just keep us in your prayers. And yes, we'll be back next week with more Becoming. But you have anything else, Toya, before we close out?
That is it. We're excited that we are back, season 11. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, which has been growing
exponentially. Yes.
So thank you for everyone that has subscribed to our YouTube channel at Becoming Eva Today. Please subscribe, y'all. We trying to get to the like with the track stars.
I know, right?
This is the track stars. They received an award for passing 100,000 subscribers on.
Yes,
those are our hubbies, our husbands.
Yes,
in Montana. So Ryan was like, "Woo, keep it in your office." So yeah, we want to get our own Becoming Eva award for 100,000 subscribers. I know they've been in the game longer than us, but I'm just saying.
Put it out there. Put it out there. I'm not mad at that, Toya. I am not mad at that at all. I'm not.
Yes. So share Becoming Eva with people that you know. Share it. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Becoming Eva Today. Stay tuned. Go back and listen to some of our previous seasons and check us out.
All right. We'll see y'all next time. Bye, ladies. Thanks so much for the support. Appreciate all of y'all.
Yes. Bye.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at evamail@becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.